God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide our feet on the path of life is from the epistle lesson from Paul's letter to the Ephesian church, third chapter, with these few verses. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So far, God's word. God's word for us to contemplate, be nourished by, and strengthened. And so I want you to think. I want you to think of your life. And I want you to think of what is beating in your body. It's your heart. It's that heart that creates life in you. And it beats. And it passes that oxygenated blood all over your body. But the heart is in your being. In the summer of 2019, you know, I had finished the vacancy 31st of May of 2019. And we were going to start up a new adventure with Trinity in September. And during those few months in June, July, and August, I was committed to Grace Lutheran in Rochester to help them out over the summer. But something happened. Something happened in my inner being that caused me to have pause in my life. Well, up till that time, June, I had some pain up in the upper right-hand quadrant of my body. Didn't think of it, but I mentioned it to my doctor. He had taken an EKG and everything was fine. So we're going to have a stress test, guy. So I got on the treadmill. Didn't even pass 1 minute. And I had this excruciating pain in my chest. Immediately, they said, you're going down to Rochester. I went into the cath lab on Friday at 4 p.m. and had a couple stents put in the arteries. That's the inner being of our life. Our life, our physical life here. But the Apostle Paul isn't talking or writing about our physical life. Even though he uses a lot of figurative language throughout his letters, his epistles to the churches. Here he is not talking about the physical life. He's talking about the spiritual, the faith life. The faith life that is given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power of the Holy Spirit uses God's means. God's means in baptism. Pastor says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God brings you into his kingdom. God strengthens your faith life and creates that faith life and says that even though you go through this life in trials and tribulations, I'm going to strengthen you with the power of the Holy Spirit. And you see, this is what Paul is alluding to, is that power of that Holy Spirit that lives in us, not just by baptism, but by God's word each and every day of our lives. And you see, Paul enunciated that in the second letter to the Corinthians, in the 5th chapter, 7th verse, when he says, We walk by faith, not by sight. Or I got it turned around a little bit. We walk by faith, not by sight. It's the faith that God gives to us in our inner being. To be strengthened by that inner being. To be strengthened in God's word. Because God knows that we have trouble. Not just with the physical life that we have. Not just with growing older. Not just with the eyesight that is growing dim at times. Not even the hearing. You know, if you take my hearing aids out, I become almost deaf. The only way Karen can talk to me is when we're in bed and we're this far apart. And then I hear her. If she's 2 feet from me, I can't hear her. But, you know, we need an adjustment. So it is with our faith. We need an adjustment. You know, the devil knows who we are. Satan knows exactly who we are. That we are those creatures of God that he has given the Holy Spirit to create that faith and to sustain that faith. But Satan knows. Satan knows how to tempt us. Satan knows the little things that and the little dials and the little buttons to push so that we start to fall away from Christ. And Paul here comes and says, you got the word. You got the Spirit. That's going to strengthen you. So how does God strengthen us? By the power of the Holy Spirit? By being in his word. I know you've heard this from me before. You're going to hear it from me again. Be in the scriptures. Open the Bible. Use portals of prayer. If you use portals of prayer this last month, you were put down pretty low, because portals of prayer, the gentleman, the pastor who was using portals of prayer this month was using Jude, and he was enunciating all the verses in Jude, and he was telling us how bad we were and how the devil is around us and putting us down. You know, he's trying to let us know that Satan is there. And he wants us to know as well that the power that we have in life is through God's word. To open up God's word. To bring it to life in our lives. You know, we used Psalm 136. 136, you start reading it, you start, okay, God, what are you trying to do? Because each verse, the second part of each verse is, his love is eternal. Each part of that verse, the second part, his love is eternal. God wants us to know through this psalm that his love is eternal and it is given to you. And that love is known through the power of the Holy Spirit. That love is known by God's word. In 1 John chapter 4, it is a marvelous chapter that John wrote. And in that, you start looking at what God writes through John about being loved and giving that love. And then, you know, the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, the 13th chapter, he talks about or writes about this love. This love is kind. Love is all around us to share that love. But he's really writing about God's love being in our lives. Not a passionate love, not an erotic love, but an agape love. And an agape love is no strings attached. It's given to us free of charge. You know, when we were traveling and we were in a think it was Pompeii we were in. Yes, you had to use, when you used the bathrooms, it was equivalent to 50 cents, but it was 50 euro. There we go. 0.50, half, you know. And you get up there and there's that gal, she's waiting for your money. So you have to pay to use the public toilet. And they said to us, but there's something else you can do. You can go into a restaurant, you can sit down and order a coffee and use their bathroom. So you get to use that anyway, but the point is that we're paying for so many things. God's love is free. It came at an expense, though, and that expense is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for each one of you. Jesus Christ sacrificed his body, his life, so that each one of us, each one of you, would live eternally. The price was paid. And yet we know in this life we have tribulation, we have trouble, we have all those sorts of things. The psalmist says, I look to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's Psalm 121, first verse. We have trouble, but God is around us. God gives us his word. And he tells us this in his word. So we need to open up the scriptures. We need to know that our help is there. And that, as Paul writes, the strength for the inner man, the inner self, is the word. Is the word made powerful. The word that tells us about Jesus Christ. Tells us about our sin. Tells us how horrible we are. But also tells us about the glory of God in Jesus Christ. That for Jesus Christ, God forgives all of our sins and gives us eternal life. Gives us that wonders that Satan can't take away from us because of Jesus Christ. That's the foundation that we have, is God's word. That's the foundation we have to stand on. Now, I've told you this before, that if I don't read God's word, if I don't have my devotion in the morning, the day seems to fall apart completely. God in his word strengthens each and every one of us. And that's what Paul is writing about. The strength for the inner self is the word of God. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.